الموضوع خلاص الشرق تحرر بالكامل.
The east was entirely liberated. And people started to look towards Gaddafi's headquarters, Bab al-Aziziyya. Because we wanted each town, for the residents of each town, to rise up themselves. And from the information we're getting, there are a lot of people in each town, even in Sirte, that they are waiting. They're waiting for a small spark so that they can get out in the streets. But he has dominated these cities, particularly Sirte and Sebha and Tripoli. He started to distribute money to them, 500 dinars to each family. And he's given certain tribes weapons and money so that they support Muammar and that they come against the revolutionaries, that we are destroying the country, that we are taking hallucinatory pills, and that we are terrorists, and that Osama bin Laden sent us. Let me tell you something. For most of the youth, the revolutionaries, even with regards to religion, they're very, very, very normal. Very, very normal. I mean, they pray and they believe in God, but that's it. We didn't learn that from Osama bin Laden or what he's saying, that terrorists are entering the country, or that there's Al-Qaeda in the country, or that some organizations from Afghanistan are coming. That's nonsense. The people of Ajdabiya are known. We all know each other. The residents of Ajdabiya are well known. The residents of Baida are well known. The residents of Benghazi are well known. We have contact with each other. We are students. We grew up together. The youth all know each other to the point where we might join each other on the battlefield and be surprised. Oh, you're here? Oh, how you been? So we're fighting, but at the same time reminiscing about the days. There are no external organizations involved. To the point where, let me give you an idea, we don't even have a leader. We don't have an official person leading us. It's us, ourselves, the residents themselves. We have organized into small groups. So there might be a group from Ajdabiya, and inside of that group there might be from each neighborhood another smaller group. I mean, the tribal allegiances, the party allegiances, the distinctions, all of those things, we've destroyed them. We've become one hand. It might be that there's somebody with me that I might have never met before, but I might know his paternal uncles, his maternal uncles. I mean, there might be some bit of connection between us. He might have heard of me or I've heard of him. I mean, it's a small town. We all know each other. All that what he's saying is nonsense.